morning, everybody out there, wherever there might be for you.
Good evening, Derek.
Good evening,
Andrew.
How is everybody
Mr.
today?
Mr. Weber. We have all people with the last name.
Mr. Wilpon Jr., Noah. My son Noah's in studio tonight.
Hi, everyone.
What's happening, Noah?
Welcome.
Yes, welcome to WABC.
Thank you. We are delighted to have you here. And who are we? We are Thump Local. We are untangling the web of digital marketing and hopefully offering you other valuable business insights along the way. We have a very busy show for you tonight. So many things to cover.
You know,
we do have the buzzer ready to rock and roll. Lexi is helping us break the habit of saying which over listening to many of these shows, I've heard just too many times. And so we've installed this buzzer to help break us of this.
We should do the habit. Like the hidden fences. We should actually have electric shock. That will stop you from saying that.
That's the next phase of this operation.
Okay.
I think.
Okay, but that.
If the buzzer doesn't start working. Okay, so we did want to get into, well, first of all, we have Noah Wilpon here. Noah, is there anybody or anything you'd like to say out there now that you have the whole radio audience at your disposal? Did you want to shout anybody out, say hi, something like that?
Maybe your buddies at ZBT or something like that?
Or my friends from back home in Warren, New Jersey.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
All right. Too bad Rich isn't here. He would give us a good how you doing, right? So, Rich is traveling right now, the RH Factor. He's doing Thump Local business all across the country, so we're thankful to him. We do have a High Bar shirt, just as a reminder, High Bar shirt video contest. Yeah, I'm looking at Ron's High Bar shirt, and it looks...
It's cool, right?
Breathtaking.
Yeah,
gorgeous, beautiful,
I love it. Yes.
Amazing, handsome.
Handsome.
All those things.
Amazing.
High Bar shirt, of course. They're custom-made men's dress shirts. They're made right here in the USA in Newark, New Jersey. They do an amazing job, but they're having a video contest right now. And if you are somebody who is good with making videos or you know somebody that's good with that, they're giving away $1,000 in prizes. You have until the end of August to enter. Check out High Bar Shirt Co. on Facebook, and you can get all the details there. So get those cameras rolling.
Kids videographers, kids in filming school, my nephew Zach out in California, anybody looking to make a few dollars and have some fun.
Oh, Ron.
Did I say anybody?
Wow.
Wow, that's my first buzz.
Yeah, you're
usually I haven't had
really
a buzz in years.
That.
Just kidding. I haven't had a buzz in this.
All right. So I did want to let the audience out there know about intent marketing on the Google Display Network. It's a relatively new way to target searchers on the Google Display Network. Google Display Network is essentially thousands of different websites that are connected or related to Google that through the Google AdWords platform you can set up and actually create and serve up ads across all of these different websites. So usually you might target it by a consumer's intent, what their searching habits are, what sites they're going to. But there's a new way to target it now, which is by their competitors' website users. So you can actually put in your competitors' URLs, their websites, and Google will compile a list of the people who visit those sites and then serve them up, those users, with ads as they go outside of that site and they go onto different sites within the Google Display Network.
And you're talking about...
How cool is that?
Display ads.
Display ads, right.
What's the big difference between display ads and doing a search on Google, putting keywords in?
So display, no matter how you slice it, that's a really cool and targeted way to do display. One of the coolest forms that I've seen, but it's still creative advertising as opposed to directional advertising, because it's still somebody that's not necessarily looking to buy your services or products at the time. They're checking out other things, and now you're kind of like you're in front of an audience that might be interested in your products and services, but when they're doing a search on Google for that specific product or service, obviously there's real intent there. They're in the market. They're probably going to make a decision, and that's directional.
So it's more like brand awareness.
Yes. Could be.
Yes.
Could be with some conversions if you really hone it in right, but still, yeah, it's more brand awareness. Correct.
Again, how we talk about luxury items and necessities, you got to watch what kind of budget you're going to put towards that, because if people are doing Google AdWords for phone calls, then you're really not going to want to put a large budget towards branding yourself when other competitors are in mind. You know, I liken it to, if I'm going to search for Sears online and Walmart comes up, but I'm going to Sears, it's just a waste of Walmart's time to show up on the top when I'm actually looking for Sears. I don't know that it's a Google best practice sometimes, but hitting somebody with a bunch of banner ads because I visited a competitor site gets you top of mind and starts branding you in that same industry. But again, it's not, if you have a lot of money, then, you can spend, all kinds of money. You spend all kinds of money on branding, but for companies that have, and most of the clients, most of the people that we know, they have limited resources. So you have limited resources and you need phone calls.
Right. Well, I know Google. That the display network, the cost per click is much less than a standard Google search campaign. For instance, if you're looking for, a plumber or a dentist or a lawyer, and you put a keyword in the Google bar, depending on the specific day and query, that keyword could be $5, $10, $15, $20, $50 just for the click. But if you find that same banner ad on a display network, it could be as low as 50 cents or even lower, even higher. Mm-hmm. So you'll get a lot more impressions, but it's much less likely that those impressions are going to convert in an actual sale or conversion to your site. However, with this new intent display marketing, because you went to a competitor's site and you have interest already in that product, those ads are now showing up on the display network. So there's more interest in seeing those banner ads.
And I think they're exactly. So specifically, say you're on the Today Show's feed and you're scrolling down the feed and looking at the different articles and stories, and you'll come across these Google ads. You'll come across banners, and it'll be crazy. It'll be your ad showing up because somebody was on somebody else's website, and now they're on the Today Show's website, and they see your ad showing up there.
As long as that site is part of the display network, which, thousands of sites are. So it's pretty cool. I definitely agree with you guys. But if you fully capitalized on the AdWords search, the pay-per-click stuff in your market, and you're looking for other ways now to maybe get a little edge out there, things that other businesses probably aren't doing, because most people and most businesses don't even know about this yet, and it'll probably be some time before they do, although we are telling a lot of people right now. But it is definitely a way for you to get a little extra edge out there. So just keep that in mind. It's intent marketing by competitors, and we know how to do it. We already have campaigns up and running using this new service. So if you're interested in getting some help in getting this up and running in your market, wherever you are, give us a call. 516-796-0009. 0009. Or you could email us, radio@thumplocal.com, or any other way to contact us. So the next thing I just wanted to touch on was, we do these power listings, and we power a lot of these businesses' listings on, like, I think it's almost like 70 major online directories and search engines.
Mm-hmm. What's a power listing?
So we basically build out one central listing with all of their information, business description, hours, do they take credit cards, links, photos, videos, featured messages, all that stuff, which powers directory listing on all these top directories, and it also powers search engine listings all from one central place. Cool thing is, if you make a change from that one listing that's powering everything, it updates pretty much instantly within minutes in most of the online directories. One of the cool things now, another feature added, is the knowledge assistance feature, which now our business clients can opt to get text messages, just an easy text message, and if they wanted to change their hours, if there was a holiday and they wanted to just simply write in a text, change my hours, change my message, it's powered by AI, and they can just update all of their business listings just by shooting a text out through this knowledge assistant. So just keep that in mind. Very cool, very easy, very awesome.
Very valuable.
Very valuable.
One thing about the power listings, which our clients love, I love, is that you really have control over what your message is out there online. A lot of things we don't have control over. The algorithms to a certain extent, the weather, you know, a lot of things in life, but we can control how your listings appear online. And those listings, whether it's from Yahoo, Yelp, Merchant Circle, City Search, Waze, etc., you know, with one click of the mouse, we can really add a new dimension to your listing and how you look online.
The mouse.
So one thing I do want to stress to all the people out there that are listening, give us a call. Let us sync up your listings online to 65 to 70 of the top rated directories and search engines online. Let that message be uniformed. Let it look clean. Let us have the proper backlinks to those listings, and your quality score will go up immediately. So give us a call at Thump Local, and so we can talk about how we can help you look better online.
What's the number, sir?
516-796-0009. There you go.
Very nice. Another thing I just wanted to mention real quick is, it's just funny that the happiness, most of our clients, I'd say, you know, we have one of the highest retention rates in the industry, but our happiest clients are spending the proper budget on their online advertising. I mean, it's really in direct proportion sometimes to spending the proper budget based on your industry and the goals that you really want to happen online. And so what I just wanted to say was, if you're thinking about cheaping out when it comes to digital marketing, don't. Cheap out on everything else. Don't cheap out on digital. The more you put into it, the more you get out of it.
Well, it's the same with any kind of marketing. But we happen to have a show about digital marketing. But if you're going to buy, if you're going to buy a billboard, you want to spend like $5,000 along the New Jersey Turnpike, or do you want to spend like $400 in the middle of the Gobi Desert? It's the same kind of thing. If you're gonna market yourself, spend where it makes sense. And if you spend less money, you're gonna get much less results, and you'll have nobody to complain to except yourself.
Absolutely, but like us coming back in the day, being in the Yellow Pages industry, it was, you know, full page, $3,000 a month. Can you do it for $2,500? I don't know. Let's see. Whatever. With this, it's don't do it for $2,500. You know. I know when I'm guilty. Thank you. But if it's 3,000 that we're presenting to you, that we're proposing, take our recommendation. We know that it's going to work and work well, and you're going to be happy. You could cut some things out and get it to 2,500, but you're just going to be less happy with the results. So
yeah, this is definitely a different animal than print.
Yeah,
because the more money you put in, the more budget, the more likely you're going to show up with the proper keywords, the more pages you'll have on the site, the more postings you'll have. And so if you think you're going to do really well with a very small budget, then you're probably going to be fooling yourself. It doesn't work that way.
Also, what we do, or what other companies like us do, is extremely labor intensive. If you're talking about print,
right,
and a phone book or anything, even a billboard, over there is some creative up front, but afterwards it's just up.
Uh-huh.
It's just there. This is an ongoing labor-intensive
service. Totally.
You know, everything that's done, even when you put together a Google ad campaign, you're monitoring it, watching it, optimizing it, changing it, tweaking it, changing it. It's all this stuff is labor intensive, so it's a little bit different. This is really a labor intensive marketing service. Anybody that does digital correctly has the same issue that Thump will have, is you're on top of this stuff all the time.
Yeah, and you know, if you get a solicitation, because we all get them, an email from whoever saying that we can get you up on the first page of Google, and I'm from, you know, such and such company, whether it's overseas or in the States, be very, very careful. 99 times out of 100, they will take your money. You will not be happy. There are many, many horror stories out there. You need to go with a local company or a trusted company that has got, you know, tons of great verified reviews, that has hundreds and hundreds of happy clients, that you know you're going to get the biggest bang for your buck.
Are you saying they should go with Thump Local? Is that what you're getting
at? I'm telling the people out there, go to Thump Local and check out our reviews.
How do you spell Thump?
T as in Tom, H as in Harry, U as in universe, M as in Mary, P as in Paul, like my son.
T-Hump.
I think T with a hump is where T-Hump, Gilly was
local,
going with, right?
But my point is, check us out online. Read our reviews online. We have dozens and dozens of verified reviews from our clients, and we're the real deal. That's why we've been doing this for well over a year now. That's why we have doubled our business every year.
The radio show.
The radio show, but you know, we started Thump Local in 2011, and here we are. In the middle of 2018, and it's absolutely the most exciting thing to watch, how we're doubling every year because our clients are coming back. They're giving us referrals. We have the best solutions. We'll come out to your place. We'll give you a consultation, and we'll show you how to increase your business.
And yes, absolutely. With that, actually, we have to take a quick break.
I told you.
It's crazy. We'll be right back.
And we just wanted to mention our friends over at High Boss Shirt, located in Newark, New Jersey. High Boss Shirt Company is one of the oldest shirt manufacturers in America. Listen, the RH Factor wears their shirts, so hey, with their dedication to quality, craftsmanship, and detail, your shopping experience will be easy, fun, and affordable. Go to highbossshirt.com today and customize your shirt. All Platinum Pest Control has been serving New York and New Jersey residential and commercial clients happily for over 20 years. Now, their uniformed technicians are highly trained and are fully licensed and insured. With prompt, reliable, and personal service, they become New York's premier pest control service. Now, with a customer service guarantee, you can't go wrong. We won't rest until we get rid of your pest. Don't wait. Call now. 718-710-9982 or visit them at allplatinumpestcontrol.com. That's 718-710-9982 or visit them at allplatinumpestcontrol.com. You'll be glad you did.
If you're a business owner in charge of your company's digital marketing, finding the right company to trust with your digital advertising dollars can be challenging. Not with Thump Local. Thump Local is a rapidly growing digital marketing agency. They're so confident in their work, instead of driving you directly to their website, they want you to check out their reviews for yourself. Google Thump Local. That's T-H-U-M-P Local. Call 516-796-0009 or just send an email to radio@thumplocal.com to set up a free consultation.
And we're back. I hope you did not miss us too much, but we, of course, hope you missed us just a little bit. We wanted to have a conversation. We are lucky enough to have Noah Wilpon, who has been working with Thump over the summertime here, and he happens to be a young person. And I think, Andrew, you were kind of hoping to ask him a question or two about how he searches and what he's looking for out there on the internet.
So Noah is 20 years old, right?
Just turned 20.
And he is in college.
Yep.
So he is online, and I was curious to see what's important to Noah when he searches. So all the business owners out there, you know, need to focus on not only the 30, 40, and 50, 60-year-old types, but also the 20-plus types, because they obviously make buying decisions. They have discretionary incomes and money to spend money on. And I wanted to see what's important to him when he's searching. So my first question to you, Noah, would be if you have a product or if you're looking for a restaurant or a place to go to, what do you do? What's important to you? And how are you going to make a determination as to where you're going to click online?
Well, the first and foremost important thing to me when looking up something on Google especially is easiest access. So when you search up, say, you know, like best places to eat around me, I don't want to be scrolling through Google for like 5-10 minutes looking for somewhere to eat.
Mm-hmm.
What most young people like me think and what actually is probably true. So on Google, the first couple results to pop up are the people that pay the most. People that pay the most are probably have the best business going because they have the money to pay for it.
Right.
So I'm looking for those first few results. And when I look at the first few results, I don't really care too much about reviews because I know that if they're already at the top, then, you know, that's good enough for me. I think my generation, first and foremost, is easy access. It's about instant gratification. We don't want to be scrolling through Google for, you know,
right,
longer than we have to.
So you want to make sure that particular product service is really easy. It's right there on the first several
yes.
results.
Well, yep. It sounds like if it's on the bottom, it's just you're never going to see it.
What young people like me think probably, mm-hmm. if it's at the bottom, is it's not good.
Interesting.
It's not what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
Cool.
Now, it's like the old Google, like 10, 15, 20 years ago when you search Google, the searches were so inaccurate. You'd have to scroll through like pages and pages and pages to look for what you're looking for. Well, yeah. I mean,
I know what you're saying. Yeah. Now they've got it down, fine-tuned so much.
So much.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah.
Okay. So you see a specific listing online that is meeting your criteria. You'll click on that listing and say it's a Google listing or a Yelp listing or, you know, a specific search engine directory listing. You click on that and say it's a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
What's important to you on that listing? What do you need to see on that restaurant that's going to say, you know what, guys, you with your buddies, let's go here tonight. You know, let's go out and hang out here. What's going to, first of all, have a red flag for you on that listing? And you're going to decide, you know what, maybe this is not the best place, and what's going to get your business?
Well, what I look for, big thing I look for is pictures. I want to see a lot of pictures. I want to see a lot of information on the listing, too.
Okay.
When you don't see a lot of information on the listing, that kind of raises a red flag for me because it's like, I don't really know what I'm getting into here. So you want to see, you know, pictures, address, phone number, bunch of reviews, you know, all that stuff. The listings that aren't really built out a lot, you know, kind of you don't know what you're getting into. So
right, it kind of looks like a tumbleweed.
Yeah, and it could be good, but it also is a bad reflection on the on the restaurant itself too.
Yeah, you're not going to give them the benefit of the doubt to say, they're probably better than this listing. No, you don't have time for that.
Well, you think about this. If your listing, if you want someone's business and your online presence looks horrible, it might be a reflection of your food, might be a reflection of the way you keep up with the aesthetics of your place. That, I'm not saying that's the truth sometimes with your establishment, but the perception is that the place probably lacks the proper decorum, and that's why you're going to get overlooked. So these things are so important. Attention to detail, images, pictures. Now talk to me about the reviews, because if you're going to a restaurant or a bar or any type of facility, you know.
Well, not a bar. He's only 20.
Well, he's only 20.
But
right.
A restaurant, definitely.
Right, of
a
course.
Restaurant.
But walk me through the review process in your eyes. Are you reading the first couple of reviews? Do you look at the sample size? What is going to make you feel good? Because if you go and you see a 1-star rating or 2-star rating, mm-hmm. you're probably, you know, going to question that place.
Off.
So, you know, talk to me about how you read the reviews and what that means to you.
So there's a couple of things. First of all, like you said, Andrew, if there's a 1 or 2-star, even 0-star review, obviously I'm not going to look at that place because it seems that nobody else likes it. But on the flip side, it goes the other way. If I see a perfect five-star review, it's almost like, wow, that's, you know, too good to be true.
You so mean I'm looking an overall, for overall rating?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, you know, that no matter how good of a company, restaurant, whatever you're running, that never should happen. So I'm looking for somewhere between, like, say 4.2 or 3 to 4.6 or 7.
Wow.
Something like that, you
that's
know.
That's exactly what that survey recently yeah. said. That's really? Funny that you said that.
Yeah. And it's so true because of...
Because that's what I think is, like, if I see like 4.5, 4.6, that seems really legit to me. 5.0. And that also efficient. Could be a product of there aren't a lot of reviews. So maybe that's just, like, 3 or 4 people going right. out and saying, like, oh, we loved it 5 stars, but... There could be a whole other league of people that really didn't like the place.
So if there's a bunch of reviews and they have like a 2-star, it's like next. That's yeah. pretty much. Okay.
And then the other thing is that we were talking about this before. In America, the expectation when you go to a restaurant, when you're doing business with any other type of company, whatever you're asking for, whether it's a product or a service, and you get that product or service the way that you ordered it, the way you wanted it, that's the expectation. That's not unusual. So most people in America go online and whether it's on Facebook, Google, you know, any one of these outlets where you can write reviews, they go online and they write bad reviews if the service isn't fulfilled because that's not the expectation. But if the service is fulfilled, they're not as apt, I feel. And it's a fact. They're not as apt to go online and write a good review.
Well put.
Because that's just the
Noah,
expectation.
Fantastic job, really. This was awesome. But believe it or not, the show is coming to an end. WCMPlaw.com. If you've been in an accident or you've been injured, check out ReviewStars.com if you need more help with your reviews. ThumpLocal.net, of course. And do yourself a favor and go to HighBarShirt.com and get yourself a beautiful customized men's dress shirt. Have a good night, everybody, from Thump Local.
Good night.